From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Luis Hernandez. When President Obama announced new diplomatic relations with communist Cuba, many questions came up as to what could become the island nation's biggest export. Could it be its rum? Perhaps it might be the famous Cuban cigar. Then again, it could very well be its baseball talent. Some baseball experts believe Cuba may be the richest untapped source of baseball talent in the world. The Miami Herald's Linda Robertson looked at the issue of Cuban players making it to the U.S. in a recent two-part series. She dug into the human smuggling industry that's popped up in South Florida, with the victims being Cuban players looking for a shot at the big leagues. Robertson also dove into the question of what open relations between the U.S. and Cuba could mean for that illegal pipeline of players going into the future. Linda Robertson, why are Cuban baseball players seen almost as mythical athletes? Are they really that much better at baseball than anyone else?
Well, for years and years, they've had a sort of a parallel universe in Cuba where they've maintained this amateur league after Fidel Castro eliminated professional sports. And it's really the national pastime of Cuba to an even greater degree than it is now in the United States. I think partly because of the isolation, too, the myth has grown of the greatness of Cuban baseball.
In your series, you look at this network of human smugglers whose specialty is the Cuban athlete. Are Major League Baseball teams dealing with smugglers? Are they doing business with smugglers?
Well, in the case of Yasiel Puig, the Dodgers talked about how they had to find the right middleman to deal with. And, of course, all these cases are very mysterious, and ultimately the player is signing and negotiating contract with the help of an agent. You know, a smuggler per se is not going to be able to help you design a contract with, you know, the Detroit Tigers. However, let's say in the case of Puig, because there was a collaboration between the smugglers and the agent that he originally had, you could say that, you know, the smugglers did play a role in his negotiation.
If relations between the U.S. and Cuba improves, does that end the smuggling industry?
I would think that the smugglers would be cut out of the whole equation because these smugglers provide a route and a system for them to get out of the country by, you know, providing them the transportation and then the means of getting the paperwork they need, bribing whoever needs to be bribed to get out of Cuba and to get into Mexico and then to get out of Mexico. So if you don't need that middleman because it's no longer sort of a clandestine operation, then you have no use for smugglers. I mean, you can just, the players in theory would, you know, get visas and be allowed to come and go from Cuba like any other foreign country.
Sports plays a big role sometimes in diplomacy. What do you think baseball is going to do for that relationship between the United States and Cuba?
I think that's a great question. I mean, you saw what happened with ping pong diplomacy and breakthroughs in our relationship with China. You know, everybody loves sports and everybody sees athletes as apolitical. And maybe, you know, this would be a way to create some more exchanges, you know, during this period of increased dialogue and, you know, create some breakthroughs that would enable the athletes to, you know, play for Major League Baseball just as athletes do from any other country.
Who knows? Baseball may be what brings us together. We'll see. We've been talking with the Miami Herald's Linda Robertson about her two-part series on Cuban baseball players and how things might change going into the future now that U.S. and Cuba are starting to talk again. For WLRN Miami Herald News, I'm Luis Hernandez.